It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Back in 2008, the Clayton County School District lost its accreditation, and that prompted Georgia's then-governor, Sonny Perdue, to remove four school board members. Thousands of families ended up leaving the district. But now, just under a decade later, the Clayton County school system has made some progress. It has regained full accreditation, its graduation rate, and its test scores are improving, too. The district has a new school board and a new superintendent, Maurice Beasley. WABE's Martha Dalton sat down with Dr. Beasley, and their conversation begins with the superintendent's assessment of where Clayton stands now.
Our school district is resourced. We have a great number of quality teaching staff. We have effective school leaders. So it's just a matter of us all getting on the same page, which I see that occurring, and making those strategic decisions that fundamentally change the outcomes in our classrooms. And so I really believe that we're positioned to achieve the goals that we're setting for ourselves.
Now, when you talk about outcomes and achievement, a lot of times people think test scores, right? They think that's kind of the way we measure achievement a lot. Do you see it that way? I mean, do you see test scores as kind of a measure of how the district is doing, or do you think there are other factors that are...
Well, if you know anything about my history, I don't measure outcomes using one indicator. So while the Georgia milestones are very important, anyone who understands education knows that you don't assess a student on one paper or one test score or one grade. You have to look at a variety. So while Georgia Milestone is one of those key performance indicators, it's a lagging one. We're looking at a lot of leading key performance indicators that would allow us to see if we are making the right decisions and going in the right direction. And logically, if we're doing that well, we would expect to see improvement on that lagging indicator, which is the Georgia Milestones, which again is an expectation, but it's not the sole indicator that we're looking at.
Can you give some examples of leading indicators?
An indicator such as attendance. Are our students coming to school? And at what rate are they missing school? Leading indicator, discipline. Are our students having, what rate are they being referred to the office? And at what rate are they being suspended? At what rate are they being assigned to the alternative school? Leading indicator, faculty morale as we survey staff. Teacher retention. Are we retaining quality teachers?
And so in things like teacher retention, how do you feel like the district is doing right now? Is it where you'd like it to be, or is there room for improvement?
There is always, and let me say this, whether you're talking to Clayton or any other district, there's always room for improvement. Is it where I'd like it to be today? No, it isn't. Will it improve? Has it improved? It has improved, and it will continue to improve. That's just our work.
Often in Georgia school districts, superintendents are given three-year contracts. But research shows that to really make an impact, leaders have to stay in their positions longer than that. It takes longer than a couple of years to really create change. Do you see yourself in Clayton County for the long term?
I do, because I think that I have a lot to do with if I'm afforded the opportunity to continue after this first contract. I determine what I do from day to day. I determine what my focus is. I determine how I respond to this community. I determine what opportunities as a superintendent we'll have to engage this community. I determine for the most part how I'll support principals. I determine for the most part how I'll interact with teachers. So I don't see this as what's happening to me, it's what I'm doing to myself. And so as I share with the board in the hiring process, I am not an individual who's looking to just get experience and hop to another community. That's just not who I am. I want to see this community grow, and I'm committed to the long-term process of growth.
That was Clayton County School Superintendent Maurice Beasley speaking with WABE's Martha Dalton, and an expanded version of their conversation will be posted shortly on our website, wabe.org.